Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, the service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host today, Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis. Our guest today, Mr. Bob McLaughlin, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and his guest, David Jones, who's the board president of a nonprofit we're going to introduce you to today. And Bob, you're going to talk about this in terms of a partnership that you formed.
Sure. Ted, thanks. I first would like to thank David for joining us. Former United States Marine, never an ex-Marine, warrior, and doing great things in the community in addition to his role with Citizen Soldier Connection. So, Marine, glad to have you on.
Thank you, Bob.
We started our partnership, David and I, recently with Citizen Soldier Connection. They've been in the community since 2006, and I first got to know the Citizen Soldier Connection team when I was working at Fort Carson over 12 years ago. A staple in the community, trying to strengthen military through family connections, making sure we're taking care of our service members. David was always thinking about the future, and in Mount Carmel, we are all about partnerships. So we got together a couple of months ago and started developing a partnership, and David clearly wanted to fill a gap. And as you know, right now during COVID, we want to help the most needy. So between the Citizen Soldier Connection Board and Mount Carmel, we developed a memorandum of agreement. And basically, it's all about helping with supportive services. And we have a specific program called Veteran Connect, which has been in existence for over a year now. And that's really about helping the most in need with immediate support, that we can give them a hand up, not a hand out. The good news about the willingness of this partnership is Mount Carmel has an existing program. David and his team over there have the ability to get funding through various resources. So it was kind of like Forrest and Jenny or peanut butter and jelly, you know, perfect together. So we enacted the partnership a little over a month ago. We were the recipients of $10,000 for starters from David and his team to put into the Veteran Connect program. And basically, when somebody needs some assistance immediately through the Veteran Connect program, we're able to help them. And then the good news about Mount Carmel and our services here, it's just the beginning. Someone who's in immediate need may need employment, may need counseling, may need additional supportive services. So I'm proud that we're able to do this together, that a great organization like the Citizen Soldier Connection is working with us. And David and I both agree that this is just a start. Everybody in the community that serves veterans knows that there's strength in numbers and partnership. So I'm proud that we're doing this. I know that now more than ever, we've got to help those vets in need that have served and may be suffering from job loss or from family circumstances due to COVID that is putting them into a negative situation. And between the two organizations, we're here to help. So thank you, David, for doing this with us. Over to you, Ted.
Thank you so much, Bob. That's the voice of Bob McLaughlin, Chief Operating Officer for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. David, I want to start off our conversation by just saying I've got a very soft spot for the Marines because I raised one, and I call him a veteran Marine. He gets after me about ex and former, so I just call him a veteran.
It all works for me. I'm just happy to have served and with such great men and women, and having this opportunity to partner with Mount Carmel has been amazing.
Truly, an outstanding organization. Certainly, the Marines, a wonderful, wonderful group of people, and Army too. With a nod to you, Bob, and everybody that you served and supported in your career as well. David, let's talk about your role as board president of Citizen Soldier. Let's talk about why it exists and how you're helping here.
Well, in 2006, Don Addy and one of the generals over at Fort Carson got together, and due to the many deployments and the separation of the families, a lot of new families moving out here, they got together to form Citizen Soldier Connection to connect our soldiers and our armed forces and the local community to the citizens in the community for support for that family, you know, kind of environment, you know, to integrate them into a community that can support and help them. So it originally started there in 2006. And as it grew, we saw donations grow, and we not only connected mostly soldiers on Fort Carson, but others in the surrounding community with families for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays and other events. We start connecting them to resources. So that was the original intent. And as it continued to grow and the donations grew, we found ourselves in a position where we could help with emergency circumstances. And we didn't have a large organization and a network. So we would give money to those that were vetted to help them through emergency circumstances. So fast forward to this past year, we had one of our biggest donation years. And we thought we would start partnering with other organizations, and Mount Carmel in particular, and Bob, his generosity has been amazing, so we could connect them with resources. And so not only could we help them through a situation, but we could help them connect with resources, and in this case, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, that would help them through, you know, those times and ensure that they didn't have any issues in the future and could, you know, effectively support themselves and their families.
Well, as I'm looking through some of your notes here, the things that really stand out to me as we are just getting this conversation started, the fact that you're offering friendship in addition to support and resources. So you're going a layer deeper than most organizations, and part of your mission is about strengthening families through programs, as you note here, that are designed to ease the stress on the entire military family unit. And man, that's an extraordinary mission to be on. Could you share some examples of Citizen Soldier Connection's impact in the Springs military community?
Well, there's quite a few examples on the individual level that we haven't have released to, you know, share their names and talk about. But, you know, last year, I think we raised about $158,000 during our auction and golf tournament, which we have each year. And over half of that went to emergency circumstances. And now partnering with Mount Carmel, we have donated $10,000. That's the first of many we hope to be able to donate to them, because we can have probably within 24 to 48 hours, you know, financial support in the hands of these soldiers, families, and veterans in need of our help. And they are vetted by Carmel now, because they have the resources to do that, to make sure that this is a need that needs to be met, and it's an emergent need that we can fill, and then connecting them to the resources, you know, further. But we also do things while you know, families are separated, deployments, and they don't have that family support network all the time, and we connect them to automotive workshops and financial workshops and some other things that just kind of help the spouses and families get through, you know, some tough times, as well as, you know, those holidays become very tough when they're away from their loved ones. I've done it. Bob's done it on numerous occasions, and we know how hard it can be. And it's wonderful to have, you know, a network of friends that are, you know, citizens in our community that can, you know, love on our service members.
Indeed. Bob McLaughlin, Chief Operating Officer, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, our guest today. David Jones speaking now, Board President and of the nonprofit Citizen Soldier Connection. Both of them sharing details about a wonderfully newly formed partnership, which is quite natural given what both organizations do. If you would like to know more about this partnership, we urge that you call Mount Carmel at 719-772-7000. That's 719-772-7000. Or log on to the website, veteranscenter.org, to connect. Gentlemen, thank you both for spending a couple of minutes with us here on the Veterans Voice podcast today.
Thank you, Ted. Our pleasure.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. We will return briefly.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. I'm your host today, Ted Robertson, filling in for Mike Lewis. Our very special guest, Mr. Rich Parsons, who is founder and chief success officer of Higher Calling Consulting, now part of the Mount Carmel group and offering services. We're going to tell you about an event that you can attend here not long from now that will be a really life-enriching experience. And after all, that's what this is all about. Rich, welcome to Veterans Voice.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy to be here today.
Rich, let's talk about you a little bit. You've got a background in service to the military.
I do.
You are retired Chief Master Sergeant.
Yeah, I served 27 years as a in the Air Force, mostly in the civil engineer side of the house, and did 4 years as an instructor as well.
So is it the instructor part in that last 4 years of your military career that led you to want to teach and share and consult and help people understand that they can be successful leaders?
That actually came about midway through my career, and that is where the bug kind of, I guess, bit me, if you will, and just being able to help people and to develop their skills in communication, leading others, and really just being successful at those things that they're striving for.
Yeah. And do you recognize certain qualities in folks like that, or is that innate in all of us? It just really depends on the choices that we make in our lives.
I think some people have, you know, just innate abilities and certain things that they lean towards that are kind of in their strength zone. And one of the things that I love to help people do is to work within their strength zone to not necessarily mask their things that they may need help in, but really to give them the confidence they need to tackle those areas that are not at the forefront of their success, that they can work on and improve and using those successes and the confidence that comes from that to help them achieve greater things.
So you are a leadership expert. You've got all of that experience in the military and the civilian sectors combined, plus that passion of yours to develop entrepreneurs and leaders and executives. You want these folks to show up at their very best for themselves and their teams.
That is true. I feel that, you know, if we're going to be responsible for what we do, we have to show up at our very best, because there's other people that, whether we know it or not, they're looking at us, they're counting on us to lead them and to be the person that they're expecting us to be, or just fulfill their responsibilities. And I think that when people can do that and they know they're at their best, they're able to help other people and just be the example, be the person they're expected to be.
Confidence plus focus, and then back to confidence again. That's really central to being a good, competent leader, is to be able to project that confidence and instill that in others. Because you are so confident, people want to follow you. Rich, you focus on story development as a means of personal expression and business marketing. Kind of break down those two components, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So I feel that everybody has a story within them, and those that feel that they don't, I think they're just not aware that it's there. And that's kind of one of the things that I help with, and we'll talk about here in a moment. But, you know, people, their stories, not everybody is in business. Not everybody is is an entrepreneur that needs to use and develop their story to be a marketing strategy, and just kind of helping people get to know them, because people like to work with those that they know, like, and trust. And what a great way to do that, or what a greater way to do that than, you know, use your story to help develop that trust. And then on the personal expression side, you know, there's people that they don't want to run a business. That's not their aim, but they do have a story to tell. And maybe they want to be on a TED stage or in their church community or a local association where they can share their story to help not only liberate themselves, but to help other people achieve something that they're shooting for, encourage them and inspire them.
Now, you do this through a series of workshops, and you're going to be delivering one here not too long from now, and you are going to help a person develop what you are calling their life story timeline.
Yeah, so the life story timeline is, it's really a pretty simple process. And, you know, I use a line on a piece of paper that just runs kind of horizontally across the length of the paper when it's turned sideways. So, you know, really, you start at the beginning of your life, you know, the earliest memory that you have all the way up to today. And that is your life story. And then as you go through and you just put little tick marks down, you know, when you remember something and put a few words down that can be a memory jogger for you, and you go through that, and sometimes it takes a few iterations to really get a good look at what your life story looks like. And then out of that, you're able to start either, you know, picking out pockets of things that have similarities. You'd commonly see a thread that runs through it, and it really serves as kind of your focus, your thesis statement, if you will, that you can then add in and use your story of your life for different purposes.
So there is a method to being able to talk about yourself with others successfully.
I would say definitely. There's, you know, when you can present your story, when you can communicate with somebody in a style that people understand and they follow you and there's a flow to it, it eliminates the confusion. From a business perspective, when there's confusion in a buyer's mind, there's typically no sale. There's no business. When there's confusion in a listener or a reader's, from a reader's perspective in the personal side, then people get lost and they throw the book away or they stop watching the video or listening. And that's what you don't want to do. So there's definitely a purpose behind it.
Rich Parsons, our guest today, founder and chief success officer of Higher Calling Consulting. A workshop coming up on August 19th. It is open to military veterans and their families. And the way you can register for the Life Story Workshop is at either HigherCallingConsultingLLC.com. That's HigherCallingConsultingLLC.com. Or look Rich up on LinkedIn and connect with him there. LinkedIn.com/in/Rich-Parsons. Rich, a real privilege to talk to you today. The August 19th workshop, are we doing that virtually right now just because of COVID?
No, actually, our plan is to do that in one of their rooms, depending on the size of the number of people that register for it. We've already prepared to do this kind of COVID style, if you will, and make sure that we have all the safety precautions in place and really just getting the value out of being co-located to explore the timeline and just to be able to answer questions and do that in a group setting.
Rich, thank you for all of your service and support of military veterans and their families, also your service to our country as well. A privilege to talk to you today on the Veterans Voice podcast.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute. And Together We Smile, we will return briefly.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, No obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. I'm your host today, Ted Robertson, standing in for Mr. Mike Lewis. Joining us today, a name that should be very familiar to you, but with a little bit of a new title and some new responsibilities at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, the wonderful Janet Farley, who is the brand new Director of Transition and Employment at Mount Carmel. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Ted. Nice to be here.
It is wonderful to have you. Let's talk about this new role of yours.
I'm very excited. I have come back to Mount Carmel. I've been here for a few weeks now, and I'm working as the Director of Transition and Employment. And having worked here before for a couple of years, I think a good understanding of it, and I'm just really so excited to be back with the team and to be back with you and here on Veterans Voice.
Yeah, we're excited for you as well. Now, you've got some big news for military spouses that you want to share today.
I do. There really is some big news. Now, this big news goes into effect on January the 1st, 2021, but it's so good we can't keep it under our hats, and we want to let people know that it's coming. Governor Polis recently signed House Bill 20-1326 into law, and what this does is it makes military spouses who are coming into our state of Colorado who work in career fields that require professional licensure, it gives them the ability to obtain at absolutely no cost a 3-year temporary credential so that they can practice their profession or occupation under the purview of the Colorado Division of Professions and Occupations, assuming, of course, that they have a credential in good standing from another state. This is fabulous news, you know, completely, because it's not limited to one particular occupation. It covers a whole family of them, a whole bunch of them, and it just makes spouses who are coming here, active duty spouses coming here, it gives them the ability to get hired quicker and to keep their, you know, their quality of life and their family, keep that two paycheck family thing going. It's just really great news, and we're excited about it. Really instrumental in that whole process was the Colorado Springs Military Spouse Career Coalition. They did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to kind of get the momentum started on that, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
I can see why. And congratulations on that. Of course, we want to hear from you more on that, and we will reach out to you for that. On the virtual career fair side, that's coming up on August 25th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do. We have 14 employers signed up to join us there. Now, this particular virtual career fair, we're offering it in conjunction with our partners at DeVry University. They're allowing us to use their wonderful platform. And it's kind of a general job fair, meaning that it's not focused on one particular industry. Some of the players that we have coming, CACI, T. Rowe Price, Wells Fargo, Amazon, Deloitte, General Dynamics, AFES, Optum, on and on and on. There are several others. And if you're interested in playing with that, please reach out to us here at Mount Carmel. You can either call us at 719-772-7000, or if you're already a client of ours here in Transition and Employment, just connect with your peer navigator, and we'll make sure you get the link to join that and to get in there and help us crush that 11.1% unemployment rate.
Oh, I love hearing that determination in your voice, and you're going to put a dent in that number. We just know it. Your forte, of course, is helping people with their resumes. Create Your Best Resume Workshop. When is that coming up?
That is actually on the 26th. So the job fair is on the 25th of August. I don't think I said that. And it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the very next day is the Create Your Resume, Your Best Resume workshop on August 26th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That will also be a virtual event. And yeah, you know, if you're a job seeker out there in the community, you're applying for jobs, it's absolutely critical that your resume is targeted specifically to the job that you want to get. And that means really highlighting your skills, you know, making sure that employer sees your resume and says, yep, that's who I want to interview. And that's what this Create Your Best Resume workshop is about. It's to help you get that resume to that point.
Ah, that's what we love to hear. So if you happen to be ready to pursue employment and you want to help a little bit of help a little bit sooner, maybe ahead of the virtual career fair, for example, what's a good way to connect?
Just call us. I mean, we can help you virtually, one-on-one before that job fair. We can help you at any time, and we can also do in-person by appointment only. So again, just call Mount Carmel, 719-772-7000. Connect with your peer navigator if you already have one. Just reach out and touch us. You know, we're also on LinkedIn and Facebook, and if you put a message there, we get that as well. We're here to help you, here to help you get to that next place in your career and in your job. You know, right now it's such a weird, surreal time, you know, with a lot of people in their employment situation. So just know that we're here to help you.
And that means so much. And of course, getting people ready to get into the workforce has a lot to do with aligning skills with job market needs, whether you gained those directly in uniform or you are married to a member of the military.
Exactly. And, you know, and maybe you gain those skills in a particular job, or maybe you gain them in a volunteer capacity. You know, maybe you are a recent graduate, too, who is married to someone in the military or in the military. Some of the academic work that you did in there can also be focused and targeted to the jobs that you're trying to get as well.
Yes, and just sort of sidebarring here for just a few seconds, targeting your resume, you say, can take some time, but you also say it's very, very well-spent time, and you can show people how to do the targeting.
We can. And, you know, the bottom line, Ted, is if somebody's applying for a job and they're applying for multiple jobs and they're using one version of their resume, doing a one-size-fits-all, you're really putting yourself at a significant disadvantage. By targeting your resume to that specific job, it takes a little more effort. It takes a little more time. But it also communicates to that employer that, you know, you see the value in very carefully showing how you fit that job. You know, and employers like to see that you care.
Janet, what a privilege to have you here and back as part of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center family as the Director of Transition and Employment. A quick reminder, Virtual Career Fair is August 25th. Pre-register for that by calling 772-7000, area code 719-772-7000, or connect with your peer navigator if you've got an existing relationship with Mount Carmel. Also, Create Your Best Resume Workshop right after the Career Fair. That happens on August 26th. Utilizing a basic resume to kind of begin, the workshop will show you how to make it better. And again, pre-register right now by calling 719-772-7000. Again, Janet Farley, Director of Transition and Employment, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here on the Veterans Voice podcast today.
Thank you, Ted. Always my pleasure.
You've been listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, the service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.